cattle futures softened to start the week amid lighter trade and new worries about global economic growth. The data shows that the Chinese appetite is growing significantly for beef. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 17th of September. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade last week ended up steady to a dollar lower in the Southern Plains at $99 to $100 a hundredweight, and steady to as much as $5 lower in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt at $100 to $102. Dress trade was $3 to $8 lower in the Western Corn Belt at mostly $160. It was $7 to $10 lower in Nebraska at $155 to $160. Week to week on Monday, the 5-area direct average steer price was $1.66 lower on a live basis at $100.07 a hundredweight. It was $6.66 less in the beef at $159.17. Light trade, last week's lower cash prices, and the stronger dollar all helped dampen interest in cattle futures Monday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 51 cents lower. Except for a nickel higher in spot SEP, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 67 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were weak to lower on light demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 26 cents lower Monday afternoon at $220.62 a hundredweight. Select was $2.03 lower at $196.57. Calf and feeder cattle prices were mainly higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers sold $4 to $10 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where a total of 5,500 head were on offer. Steers and heifer calves sold $1 to $3 higher in a limited test. Similarly, steers and heifers sold mostly $2 to $5 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, with instances of $6 to $8 higher. There were 4,897 head there. Finally, steers and heifers weighing less than 650 pounds sold $2 to $3 lower at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, where there were 2,365 head. Steers weighing more than 650 pounds sold $3 to $6 higher. Heifers weighing 900 pounds sold $4 higher. Although they closed off of session highs, corn and soybean futures continued higher, with corn up mostly 3 to 4 cents, while soybean futures closed 1 to 3 cents higher. According to the most recent crop progress report for the week ending September 15th, corn condition held steady, while soybean condition lost some ground. 55% of the corn crop was in good or excellent condition, the same as the previous week, and 13% less than last year. 14% was in poor or very poor condition, which was 2% more than a year earlier. As for soybeans, 54% were rated in good or excellent condition, which was 1% less than a week earlier and 13% less than a year ago. 14% were in poor or very poor condition, which was 4% more than a year earlier. By the way, 8% of winter wheat is planted, which was 4% less than the previous year and the average. Also, 47% of the nation's pasture and range was rated in good or excellent condition, compared to 51% a week earlier and 44% last year. 22% was rated as poor or very poor, compared to 25% a year earlier. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Monday with worries that sharply higher oil prices could slow the global economy. Oil prices shot up over the weekend with the attack on Saudi Arabian oil fields. Some estimates put the temporary lost oil production at approximately 5 to 6 million barrels per day. Through the front three contracts, West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures were up an average of $7.78. They are up an average of $7.03 through the front six contracts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 142 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 9 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 23 points. China has a growing appetite for beef, although they're not getting much of it from the U.S. According to Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments, projections for this year show China importing 18.7% of global beef imports. Add in the projected 6.1% of imports for Hong Kong, and the China-Hong Kong region accounts for 24.8% of world beef imports. For comparison, Peel says China accounted for 8.7% of world beef imports in 2015, 13.1% when you included Hong Kong. For broader context, total world beef imports increased 17.7% in the 5 years from 2015 to the projected 2019 totals. During that period, beef imports in China increased 153.4%, and beef imports to Hong Kong increased 62.2%. Peel explains China receives the majority of its beef imports from Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, Australia, and New Zealand. There are a number of reasons the U.S. has yet to become a key beef provider to China, despite gaining access in 2017. For one thing, Peel says, the market for higher quality, more expensive U.S. beef needs to be developed, a lengthy and arduous process currently curtailed by the trade war between the two nations. For another, China's restriction of the use of growth-promoting technology like implants and beta agonists means the supply of U.S. beef available for the Chinese market is limited. So, Peel says, the U.S. is currently caught in a chicken-and-egg situation of not having much eligible supply for the Chinese market and not having enough market potential to warrant increased production to meet Chinese demand. Nevertheless, he believes it's important for the U.S. to participate in the growing Chinese beef market. At current levels, he says, if the U.S. could achieve a 10% market share of Chinese beef imports, it would add over 11% to total U.S. beef exports. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 17th of September. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.